Public hearing is change of zone 1608 Massey's Landing Properties LLC.
This is an application to amend comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County. For land lying at the eastern end and on both sides of Long Neck Road, also known as Route 23, and to be located on 56.85 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the record, the commission has been provided with a copy of an exhibit booklet. They keep getting bigger and heavier. And it was also submitted at the same time a copy of a revised site plan. The exhibit booklet contains references to location and overview of existing site conditions, a proposed land use plan, compliance with the zoning requirements, compliance and consideration of the subdivision ordinance number chapter 99-9C, a response to PLUS, a technical advisory committee report, environmental assessment and public evaluation reports, maps, both regional, local, and tax parcels, deed for the property and written legal descriptions, FEMA flood zone mapping and tax ditch mapping, boundary topographic and wetland surveys, renderings, lot size charts, rare and threatened and endangered species report, water company willing and able to serve letters, sanitary sewer capacity verifications, a copy of subdivision application, subdivision street addressing and street name approval, restrictive covenants, a draft, proposed conditions, a traffic impact study and letter report from McCormick Taylor and Delta and Utilities, school district and fire company references. And again, that is a part of the record. We also received some agency comments, first one being from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum and dated March 5th of 2007 and signed by Debbie Absher, district coordinator. This site has several soil types, being broadkill, mucky peat, rock of Tom Norton, urban land complex, Eastboro loamy sands, Hamilton loamy sand, Cleves loamy sand, and Ron Clint loamy sand. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There's an additional note that the applicants to observe all state and federal wetland requirements. There are no tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. In reference to on-site drainage improvements, the applicant will have to observe state sediment and stormwater requirements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of a soil map, a copy of map information. References to the soil types. The majority of the soil types are very limited for septic tank absorption fields. They are very limited, somewhat limited, or not limited at all for dwellings without basements. They are very limited, not limited, or somewhat limited for dwellings with basements. The Hamilton loamy sand is considered to be prime farmland in all areas as a soil type. The Cleves loamy sand is considered to be farmland of state importance, considering the soil types again. From the County Engineering Department, Planning and Permits Division, and received today. We are advised that the site is located within a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, being the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available for this project. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. This current system connection charge rate is $3,078 per EDU, provided a contact person and phone number. An 8-inch gravity sewer main is available along the south side of Long Neck Road. The existing 6-inch lateral serving parcel 31.4 is not adequate for the project, and installation of a suitable connection is required. Conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. And it makes note that a previous requirement for the developer to evaluate pump station 70 has been accomplished. The evaluation determined there is adequate capacity in the pump station. Our concerns have been addressed. A disconnection permit, including Sussex County on-site inspection and payment of system connection charges, is required prior to issuance of a building permit. Submission and approval of a sewer concept plan is required before submission and review of construction plans. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. I also have a separate copy of the Technical Advisory Committee comments that were received by July 26th of 06, the cutoff date that is already a part of the booklet. We also received a revised plus response from the applicants through Landtech Land Planning LLC, and that was dated February 16th of 2007 as part of the record. And we also received the declaration of covenants, conditions, and restrictions of Massey Land and Residential Plan Community. Again, that is all part of the record. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thank you. Gentlemen, I think it's worth noting that so far the average length of a public hearing tonight is 23 and a half minutes. Isn't that something? Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, and I am representing the applicant, Massey's Landing Properties, LLC, which, as the name implies, is made up of the folks that own some land at Massey's Landing, which is the Fawcett family. And seated behind me right here are various members of the Fawcett family, most notably Ida Fawcett and her children, Linford, Carol, Robert Fawcett, Connie Swift, and another son, Benjamin's in Texas, and he can't be here tonight, as well as obviously some other members of the Fawcett family, who, for the record, I will tell you, are all in favor of this application. Also with me is Jeff Clark from Landtech and Ocean View. Jeff did the land planning and design for the proposed development, and he'll be addressing the site plan in a few moments. There was an exhibit book submitted, which Mr. Lank referred to, which I believe you gentlemen all have a copy of. This is an application for an MRRPC. The property is located on both sides, both the north and south sides of Long Neck Road, which is Route 23. As you know, Long Neck Road runs east from Route 24 to the state boat launch area at Massey's Landing. And our site is actually located at the easterly end of Long Neck Road, directly next to the state boat launch area. The property contains a total of 56.8 acres. 49 acres are located on the north side of Long Neck Road. 7.5 acres are located on the south side. The proposed Massey's Landing MRRPC would contain a total of 120 residential units, and they would be a mixture of single-family detached homes on lots and duplex lots. 48 single-family lots and 48 duplex unit lots would be located on the north side, and 24 duplex units would be located on the south side. The overall gross density of the development at 120 units on 55.8 acres would be approximately 2.1 units per acre, or in conformity with actually AR density. The development is located in the Wooder franchise area of the Long Neck Wooder Company. An ability to serve letter is in the exhibit book that we submitted under tab 16. And in fact, the Long Neck Wooder Company already provides water service to the properties that surround this site. As to sewer, as Mr. Lang stated, the development is located in the Sussex County Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Adequate capacity is available. There is documentation, again, in the exhibit book under tab 17 from the county engineer's office verifying what Mr. Lank read, which was that some engineering studies had been done to show that adequate capacity and transmission capacity is available. For planning purposes, the county engineering office allocated